Groaning, Liana walked back into the kitchen to pour the rest of the wine in her glass, tossing the bottle in the recycling. She had just opened a drawer of kitchen utensils to continue packing when she heard a series of knocks on the door. Laughing under her breath, she shut the drawer. "Did you get more groceries? I told you that we needed to do takeout for..." Ripping open the door, she saw a tall man with light brown hair, and he smiled at her as she reminded herself to speak. "Hi. I think you have the wrong apartment. This is 2402.
"I don't have the wrong apartment, Liana."
The use of her name in that subtle French accent sent a chill down her spine, and she tried to slam the door, but he nudged his foot into the gap too quickly. "Move," she demanded, wishing she'd agreed to keep a gun in the apartment.
"I am only here to talk, mon oisillon. My name is Jean-Luc Foret."
Liana's world spun, her grip on the door easing, and she parted it just enough to look into his face as he stepped backwards, hands up by his shoulders.
"I am alone, and I just want to speak with you."
"Why?"
"Because I was never able to meet you while your father was alive, and you are my niece. May I come inside?"
Everything about him seemed designed to make her feel comfortable. He wore a light pea coat, a simple button-down shirt, and dark jeans. No high-end suit, no intimidating expression or tone to his voice. Opening the door a little more, she looked down the hall and saw no one else.
"I assure you I am alone."
"What do you want?" she asked, still bracing one foot behind the door.
"I just want to know you and for you to know us. That is all."
Jean-Luc sighed and then pulled off his coat to offer it through the gap in the door.
"Here, search my coat."
As she took it in her hands, he pulled out the pockets of his jeans to show they were empty, and then turned around to slowly lift out a cell phone and wallet from his back pockets. Liana didn't pull her eyes from him as she blindly slid her hands into the pockets of the coat before searching along the inside for any hidden ones. "I'm keeping this, and those until you leave."
"Of course."
He held out the phone and wallet, and she snatched them. "Lift the back of your shirt."
"Ah, you are intelligent." Jean-Luc Foret turned around again and pulled his shirt free of his jeans, showing only his back.
And as he turned to face her again, she saw his stomach. "No gun." He dropped the fabric and held his arms out.
"I am not here to hurt you, Liana. I just want to talk, to get to know you. Can we sit down inside?"
"Show me your ankles, too." He nodded and leaned down to lift one side of his jeans up his calf, and then the other.
"Shall we?"
he asked as he stood tall again. "Fine," she mumbled, as she finally stepped back from the door, letting it fall open. Liana backed up towards the kitchen as he walked inside, hands relaxed at his sides, looking around the apartment until his eyes landed on the windows.
"What a lovely view," he mused
as he strode towards the windows, deftly avoiding the boxes haphazardly placed across the tile. She dropped his things on the bar and moved to close the front door, an uncomfortable realization closing in as she faced him. "How exactly did you get up here?"
"You mean, how did I get past your door, man?"
The man turned back to the windows, bracing his hands on his hips as he stared into the setting sun.
"It really was not complicated, which is a concern. I simply told the man that I was your uncle and was here to surprise you for your birthday, which is in 3 weeks, if I recall correctly."
October 4th. He was right, and she almost gave him the date, but instead she just stared at his back, mulling over the fact that her building security had let him inside. "And he just believed you?"
"I had photographs of you and your father, photographs of him and I, but they are downstairs with my men in the lobby."
He shrugged slightly and turned around, back to the warm red-gold light.
"I only want to speak with you, Liana."